Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever wished for a miracle? I imagine that you probably have. Maybe if you didn't call it a miracle, I'm imagine that you wished for something out of the ordinary to happen suddenly, unexpectedly, in a special circumstance in your life, perhaps a critical circumstance for you or a loved one, a family member, perhaps in a challenging circumstance you were facing in life. Some of the times that I can think of in my life when I wished for a miracle was back in my days as a student, which continued for many years of my life, even during my pastoral ministry in China, studying Chinese language. Sometimes I wished for a miracle when I was facing a test that wasn't quite totally prepared to take. And the miracle that I wished for is that at that time, all the questions that would be put into the test would be questions that I knew the answers to, or that somehow, miraculously, God would just put the right answers to the test questions in my mind so that I could pass the test and keep going in this program of study. Now, of course, I never experienced any magical or supernatural revelation of the answers to the test question, unfortunately. Although I'm sure that God did guide and bless me during my test taking, helping me to remember things that I had previously learned and studied. Other people might wish for miracles in other situations in life that they face. Sometimes coincidences happen, and the thing that we didn't expect to happen actually does happen by a happy circumstance. Some people might call that luck, a kind of mysterious, mystical, supernatural force that unexpectedly gives you something good or hopefully not something bad. And other people will say that there's no such thing as luck, that there is only coincidence and chance. But even people who believe in luck probably wouldn't say that luck and miracles are exactly the same thing. Many people today might even say miracles just don't really happen. We've been taught that the universe operates according to the laws of nature, and that those laws do not change, that there's nothing that happens in the universe, in our world, that goes beyond or above those laws of nature. And so by that materialistic, scientistic definition, there really are no miracles as such. There's always a logical, scientific explanation for everything that happens. And in general, usually, that's what we observe in our lives. We really don't very often see miracles happening, at least not in the spectacular way that we see described here in our reading of Jesus miraculously changing water into wine. I would wager that probably no one here has ever seen that particular miracle happen, nor many of the other miracles that Jesus performed during his earthly life. We may observe in our lives some interesting coincidences, but generally we wouldn't call those miracles. Everything that we seem to observe around us seems to be governed by those fixed laws of nature. And so what about the miracle that we have before us today in John chapter 2, changing water into wine? What about giving sight to a blind person? What about healing sick people without the use of medicine? What about restoring the body of paralyzed people? What about walking on water, on the surface of regular liquid water? What about calming a storm? What about feeding thousands of people till they're full from just a little bit of food to start with? What about raising dead people back to life? Of course, the Bible says that Jesus did all these miracles and many more. We have before us in our reading from John chapter 2, the first of those miraculous signs that Jesus performed during his public ministry while he was living in bodily form here on this earth. Changing water into wine? Our rational, materialistic, scientific mind says impossible. According to the laws of nature, water simply cannot change into wine. Wine comes from the juice from grapes. Wine does not come from plain water. It's just scientifically impossible. And from a scientific or a scientistic perspective, we would have the same reaction to any of the other miracles that the Bible tells us that Jesus performed. Healing the sick without using medicine? Impossible. Walking around on top of normal liquid water? Impossible. Calming a storm with just the words of his mouth? Impossible. Feeding thousands of people from only a little bit of food? Impossible. Raising dead people back to life? Impossible. And that is just the reaction that the devil wants us to have when we hear about these miracles of Jesus. The devil wants us to doubt that these things are even possible. He wants us to disbelieve. He wants us to think that our scientific knowledge is perfect and that absolutely nothing can happen that doesn't follow those strict laws of science. But if we listen to these temptations of the devil, if we think in that way, we're actually being illogical. After all, when we think about it logically, if God exists, the all-powerful one who created the whole universe, as well as creating all the natural laws that govern the universe, and if that super all-powerful creator does exist, then he exists outside of and above all of the laws of nature, since he is the one who created them. So then, can't he do miraculous things that would normally be impossible according to the laws of nature? Of course he can. And he did. Here in the Bible, we see recorded all many, many of those miraculous things that Jesus did and that God's prophets in the Old Testament and apostles in the New Testament did by the power that God gave them in order to reveal God's glory. Jesus himself revealing his own glory as the true eternal Son of God. And the prophets and the apostles revealing the glory of God and the power that God gave them to do those miraculous signs. In the case of Jesus, we read in John chapter 2, verse 11, that he did this miracle to reveal his glory so that those who witnessed that miracle would believe in him, believe that he is the Savior of the world who came to rescue the world from sin and damnation. And God still does miracles today. Maybe the miracles that God normally does today are not those spectacular, eye-catching miracles that are visible to human observation, as so many of the amazing miracles that Jesus did during his life on earth were. When Jesus healed someone or raised someone from the dead, of course, many people saw that miracle, or at least the results of that miracle, as that person who had been dead is now living again, or the person who had been blind their whole life can now see, or who had been paralyzed for their whole life or for many decades can now walk around as if nothing had ever happened before in their life. When people saw such amazing miracles with their own eyes, there was no way they could deny the reality of those miracles. They were so amazed and so excited that they told many other people about the miracles that they had experienced themselves in their own bodies, or that they had seen Jesus do to other people that they knew. And today, yes, God still does some amazing miracles that we can see. For example, sometimes people are in the hospital very close to death. The doctors can't find the problem, or they know what the problem is, and they don't know how to treat it, or they've exhausted all the methods that they have available to them. And the doctors say that there's nothing more that we can do. And they simply wait for the patient to die. But then, sometimes miraculously, the patient makes a recovery. And again, the doctors can't explain why that patient was able to recover. They can only say it's a miracle. I've heard from some of you instances of miraculous healings like that happening either to yourself or to people that you know and love. One miraculous healing that I remember well happened to Judy, the wife of one of our now former missionaries in Hong Kong, Rob. Some of you may have met him here before. Judy was severely ill with pneumonia, very close to death. The doctors had tried everything they could, and there was nothing more that they could do. They told Rob that Judy would probably die soon and that he should call his children, who were living in the United States, to come to Hong Kong and say goodbye to their mother. But then God performed a miracle and brought Judy back from the edge of death. God caused her to recover and to gradually get stronger until she was back to her normal condition before she got sick with pneumonia. All the doctors and nurses at that hospital who had seen Judy when she was so close to death's door and then saw her as she recovered, all of them said to Rob in every interaction that they had that it was a miracle. There was simply no other explanation. And most of those doctors and nurses who said that were not even Christian. But Rob and Judy had the opportunity, under those circumstances, of testifying about their faith in Jesus, about how many people had been praying for Judy to recover and to get well, and about God's promise to hear and answer prayers for the sake of Jesus, our Savior. So yes, God still does some very visible, miraculous things today. But the more common, the more common miracles that God does today are actually miracles that are not very visible in that way, miraculous healings and other things like that. They're miracles that happen inside of our hearts. When I hear the message that Jesus is my Savior, that Jesus loves me so much that he was willing to give up his own life, to die for me on the cross in that excruciating way, to be totally forsaken, cut off from the love of God the Father there on the cross in order to take away my sins. When I hear the message that Jesus promises to take me to be with him in heaven, to live in perfect peace and joy and health forever after this life is over. When I hear all those things, my rational, scientific mind says, impossible, ridiculous. When the Holy Spirit overcomes my unbelief, when the Holy Spirit overcomes my resistance to this message, when the Holy Spirit gives me faith to believe in Jesus as my Savior, that is a miracle. In fact, that's the greatest miracle of my life. The Bible says that from that moment, when the Holy Spirit gave me faith in Jesus as my Savior, from that very moment, I have eternal life. You do too. You have eternal life right now, living in you that will not die. Even when your body dies, your soul will continue to live with God forever in heaven and be united with your glorified body on the last day to live eternally with God in perfect bliss. We have the wonderful assurance of that great miracle that our life will not end. And besides that greatest miracle of our lives, after the Holy Spirit has given me faith in Jesus as my Savior, he also works many other miracles in my life. When I hear from the Bible, as we heard today, about the miracles that Jesus performed during his earthly ministry, the miracle of changing water into wine. Now when I hear about those miracles, instead of saying, impossible, how foolish, it's a fairy tale, it's a myth. Instead, the Holy Spirit, since he has led me to believe in Jesus' saving love for me, he also leads me to believe his other word that he says, with God, all things are possible. This profession of faith in God's word and faith in the miracles of Jesus and in all the other truths of the Bible is itself a miracle. And so today, as we read about this first miracle of Jesus, near the beginning of those approximately 3 years of Jesus' public ministry before he died on the cross, we say, thank you to God. Thank you, God, for recording these miracles of Jesus for us here in the pages of the Bible for us to read about today, to show us that Jesus is true God, that he is the Savior, just as he said. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus to die on the cross for me, to take away my sins, including my sins of doubting your power and your love for me sometimes. Thank you, God, also for taking away all of my other sins, all of the sins that I have committed against you, against my brothers and sisters in Christ, and against anyone else in my life. Thank you, God, for overcoming my doubt and my unbelief. Thank you, God, for giving me faith in Jesus as my Savior, so that I will live forever with you in heaven. Thank you, God, for this greatest miracle that you have done in my life. Dear God, please keep me strong in faith in Jesus as my Savior throughout my whole life. Amen. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.